Americans are feeling like strangers in a strange land. Sadly, it's becoming more challenging every day to recognize our own country. Listening to the Midnight Sentinel will help us make sense of the craziness we're seeing and hearing about all around us. We need patriots and Christians who are willing to stand up for the values that made our nation great. Are you ready to be a sentinel? Here's J.D. Rucker.
I think the dangerous trend amongst conservatives following the big Virginia wins last year. Yeah, okay, so Republicans made a lot of gains. And you can attribute the majority of that, not to the politicians. I think that Glenn Youngkin, maybe a rhino, maybe a conservative. We'll see. It's a little bit too early to tell. He's had some good stuff. He's had some not so good stuff, but I'm not here to talk about him. Winsome Sears seems great. All of the other Republicans seem, you know, a combination of good and bad, establishment and conservative. We'll see. But again, none of them, other than you could say Winsome Sears, none of them really contributed as much to their own victories as did the parents in Virginia, who rose up, spoke at school board meetings, protested, became labeled as domestic terrorists by their own government. These are the people that rallied the vote, that got the Democrats essentially out of office across the board in Virginia. Not everybody lost, of course, but they took back control of the legislature, took full control of the governor's office. The executive branch is Republican now. And you, again, you can't really give all the credit to the GOP. I think they ran a decent campaign, set of campaigns. It was the parents. It was the people. People were sick of critical race theory. Really, I mean, it comes down to, it was a one issue election, and that was the issue. But there's a problem. We've been watching a decline in the number of parents who are going out to these school board meetings, a decline in the number of protests. It's almost as if, yay, we demonstrated how to win, and so we're going to stop doing exactly what we did to win. Makes no sense. Now, you know, you could blame whoever you want. You could blame Republicans. You could blame the parents. It's hard to blame the parents because there's no unified group. It's not like there's just this one group of parents that acts together. They were upset. They went and they made their voices heard. But they did so, for the most part, as individuals. They heard, yes, there were some organizers, of course. But what's happened? Why aren't we hearing about it anymore? Why isn't this big news? Why don't we, you know, critical race theory has not been defeated, not by any means. Democrats have not been defeated, not by any means. We had one very positive day in November. That's it. Okay. Where are the fighters? You know, I mean, I'm going to have to get involved myself. And it's been something that I've kind of, I wouldn't say avoided, but I haven't really participated as much because I don't have kids that are in public school. You know, it's not my fight per se, but even saying that is disingenuous because it's everybody's fight. I don't care if you've got kids. I don't care if you don't have kids. I don't care if your kids are in public school, private school, homeschool, doesn't matter. Because the people that are actually doing this, the people that the children that are involved, that are being indoctrinated into this cultural Marxist ideology of critical race theory, they are the people that are going to be running businesses, running governments in the very near future. So to say it doesn't affect you, that's short-sighted. I have not been as involved, and I should be more involved. So I'm criticizing everybody else, I'm criticizing myself as well, because it's not like, yeah, I've written some op-eds about it, I've done some podcasts about it, but I have not been going to school board meetings. So here I am confessing that I'm not really mad at you guys. I'm mad at myself. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, right? I'm not mad at you. I can say I am, but I'm not. I'm angry because I haven't gotten more involved, because I haven't made my voice known. I've seen other people do it. You know, Matt Walsh with the Daily Wire had an excellent speech that he delivered during school board meetings. We've seen other conservative pundits, other show hosts, other bloggers, you know, members of conservative media, politicians going out and speaking. Now, granted, they all had kids. in the system. So I guess in a way it's almost like, eh, maybe, you know, but no, I can't, there is no excuse. I can't sit here and tell you, hey, you guys need to get out there. I'm not going to, I don't have a horse in this race, because my kids, you know, my kids are adults, and those that aren't adults are not in public schools. So here I am, I'm going to make the pledge. I'm going to participate, just as I made the pledge last year and followed through with it, that I would get more involved with the pro-life movement. It's something that I can, again, my voice is through the shows. My voice has generally been through my sites, my blogs, through my workings with thelibertydaily.com, NOC report, NOQ report.com. But I have to, and I decided this last year, I can't just sit back and condemn this, condemn that, while I'm not actively participating myself. So I will be. When it comes to the school board's critical race theory, I'm not just going to post an op-ed and be done with it. I've got to get out there and get involved. And I'm asking you all to do so as well. This battle is not over. We had a nice victory last November in one state. Have you seen changes made in your states since then? No. Have we seen some positive things in Virginia? Sure. We've also seen that, I know that there are some who say that the critical race theory was not actually abolished in Virginia, that the wording of the executive order, the legislation, it wasn't quite strong enough to truly ban critical race theory. And exactly what is critical race theory? I mean, when we talk about it, it's one of those strange things where the Democrats just have a total contradiction, right? It's like they sit here and they say, look, we're absolutely positively not teaching critical race theory in schools, but how dare you try to ban it in schools, even though we're not teaching it? Doesn't make any sense, right? Don't prevent us from doing what we're not actually doing, even though we are. They know they are. We know they are. Mainstream media can do their thing. You know, leftist media can decry it all. You have some of them saying, no, there is no critical race theory. It's a right-wing conspiracy. Then you have the other half of left-wing media saying, no, yeah, there's critical race theory, and we're very proud of it, and you guys are idiots for opposing it. You're racists. You're bigots. You're bigots. I'm not going to sit here and accept that. Not anymore. Not in 2022. There's too much on the line. Too much on the line. We have essentially, and I'm going to be quoting somebody who's actually going to be coming on the show here in a little while. Somebody who is, I've watched her doctoral preparations. Okay. She's going for her PhD. I've watched what she's been doing with it. The way that she expresses herself is amazing. And the way that she puts it, she said, look, we're not colorblind. Don't say that we are, because nobody is, and they shouldn't be. She also says, look, you can call it critical race theory, but there's only one race, the human race. Now, there are other ethnicities, as she will very clearly point out. And those ethnicities are diverse, are separate. That doesn't mean that we can't do things together, that we can't intermingle. I myself happen to be multiple ethnicities. But as my next guest will clarify, we do not have different races. There is the human race, one blood. One blood, you know, along the same bloodline. And people say, yeah, it started with Adam. That's true. But technically speaking, if we want to be truly biblical, this one line comes from Noah. So we are all descendants of Adam, descendants of Noah. We are one race. There are different ethnicities. There are different cultures. There are different skin colors. There are different other physical characteristics that need to be acknowledged, but they don't need to divide us. And that's the point that my next guest is going to try to make. She is the daughter of the late slain civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King. She also happens to be the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which, of course, Martin Luther King Jr.'s day was Monday. And we are technically in Martin Luther King week as I'm posting this show. It's something that is celebrated, I think, throughout the week. And this, you know, for there are very few people who I think deserve more than just acknowledgement on a day. Martin Luther King Jr. happens to be one of them. He was a great civil rights leader. He changed the face of the nation. He changed this nation for the better. And so he should be acknowledged as such. And he shouldn't just get a day. We should call this MLK Jr. Week. She's a Christian evangelist. She's the founder of Speak for Life and the chairman, Center for the American Dream. Currently, she serves as a Fox News Channel contributor, and she's the host of her own show on Fox Nation, which I happen to be watching right now. It's a cooking show, believe it or not, but it's fantastic because it's Southern cooking, and I love Southern cooking. I absolutely adore it. I can't wait to ask her about some of her recipes. She's a former college professor and a film and music veteran. She was a Georgia State legislator. She was also a college professor, and she was twice assigned as a presidential appointee. In 2021, she was the recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm going to do a quick break, and then when we return, I'll be back with Dr. Alveda King. Stand by. You know, there was a lot of controversy out of Florida when the Surgeon General of the state came out and said, you know, to boost your natural immunity in this age of COVID-19, you should be taking four particular nutraceuticals: quercetin, zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. Now, I'm not a doctor, and so I can't tell you, hey guys, this is going to help to prevent COVID or treat COVID or anything like that. I can't say that because it's not FDA approved or CDC approved or Joe Biden approved or mainstream media approved. You know, it's like trying to say, take ivermectin, and then they'll tell you, oh no, but it's a horse dewormer. Anyway, point being is that you do need to take these four things for your immunity boosting. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. We'll leave it legal and say that these nutraceuticals have shown to help people boost their immunity. Again, recommended by the Florida Surgeon General. My good friend, Dr. Zev Zelenko, has put these four things in a bottle. I'm going to put the bottle up on the screen so you can see it. Hopefully it'll zoom. It's not focusing right. Hopefully you can see. I can see it. It says zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Look, I'm not a doctor. I don't even know if it's pronounced quercetin. I just know that's how I pronounce it as a layman, and it works. I do know that I take two of these a day, every day, take it with a meal. And I've been told by doctors, multiple doctors, not just Dr. Zev Zelenko, that it works. So if you go to Z-Stack Life, that is Z as in Zelenko, stacklife.com/freedom. Should be easy to remember. We love freedom. Zstacklife.com/freedom. Use promo code freedom at the checkout, and you'll get a nice discount when you order your bottle, your five bottles, your six, however many you want to order. Sounds like I'm almost out, so I'm probably going to order another six bottles myself shortly. Zstacklife.com/freedom. Promo code freedom. God bless America. We are very pleased, blessed, and honored to have Dr. Alveda King joining us today. Alveda, how are you doing?
JD, it's a wonderful time. Of course, this is 2022 now. We've come out of 2021. 2020 was, and 2019, but 2020, it was really not totally bad. And I'm looking forward to even better than we had in 2021. So I guess I say welcome to 2022. I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm glad that you're optimistic about it. We have a lot to fight, and you are out there. You're leading the fight on many fronts. It isn't just the standard things that we have to fight every day, people having to fight against against false information, people having to fight against cultural Marxism. You're actually fighting for several various causes, including one of the ones that is near and dear to my heart, the pro-life cause. Tell us what you're doing, what you have planned for 2022.
As a Christian evangelist, you run across the field and encounter many issues, and those issues being, of course, the sanctity of life, from the womb to the tomb, issues with poverty, homelessness, sex trafficking. There's so many things that we're concerned about. People fearful of COVID, everything. So the way I looked at it when I began to approach this year in prayer, I said, okay, God, what's the mission for 2022? And the answer is glorify God in the earth. Now, if we're not born, none of the other issues come into play. So we have to fight for the sanctity of life. We have the Dobbs case before the United States Supreme Court, which will be decided in the spring. And the Dobbs case being, do we send the abortion issues and laws back to the states and have the people decide? So we, the people, should get a chance possibly to weigh in on the abortion issue. When we look at the heartbeat bill in Texas, something very similar. Will we recognize that a baby, a child, a person in the womb is the baby from conception? And that question is being asked across the nation. When we go over to Virginia, we see that parents were very disturbed when they found out what's being taught, especially in the public schools. Very, very concerned. Should families now, should parents weigh in on what happens to their children? One other issue that is of concern to me is fatherhood. Letting the fathers of the world, the fathers of America, come back as central figures in the family. That's going to be very important this year. I'm over at the America First Policy Institute, and I'm the chairman of the Center for the American Dream. Now, what is the American Dream? My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who we observed his holiday not long ago. Now, what is the American Dream? Martin Luther King Jr. said he had a dream and it's rooted in the American Dream. What is the American Dream? It's different for everybody, but there again, from the womb to the tomb, we're gonna have to acknowledge that the person in the womb, all the way throughout life, is one blood, a member of the one human race. No separate races. We are not colorblind. We can see ethnicity, but we should learn to regard each other. So life for me, what I'm doing on the pro-life front in 2022 is from the womb to the tomb.
Amen to that. You know, I watched your doctoral presentation regarding the difference between race and ethnicity, and I strongly recommend it. It is very well put together, brilliant points. And like you said, there is no such thing. We can't be and shouldn't be colorblind, because there is culture, there is ethnicity. There are rich traditions that we have to embrace. But with that said, the whole idea of racism, especially critical race theory, you know, these are things that we are, as you said multiple times, we are one human race, and there is only one race under God. And
that's the critical race, the human race.
Race is the human race. Exactly. Tell us more about that.
Let me play a little bit with this, and everybody's not going to appreciate it or follow it. So there's one human race. Now we have the race of angels. Angels are a race of beings. In the Bible, if we go look, there's a race of Nephilims, you know, where the fallen angels made it with the human ladies and all that kind of thing.
Genesis 6.
There's a race of giants. There's even a race of lion-like people in the Bible. So there are different races, of course, and we don't have to look at Star Trek or Star Wars and Lord of the Rings to find them, you know? But the human race is the critical race, and human dignity, we have got to respond with kindness and human dignity to our brothers and sisters. We really do.
We absolutely do.
Did you know MyPillow.com has many more products than pillows and bedding? With over 150 products offered by this America First company, It's the one-stop shop for many of the items we use every day. Use promo code NOQ to receive the biggest possible discount or call 1-800-862-0382. That's promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-862-0382.
Then there's been this push. You'd mentioned the parental uprising in Virginia, things that are happening there. People are starting to wake up and realize. And a lot of times, you know, this gets categorized as, oh, white parents are doing this, white parents are doing that. That's not what we're seeing at school board meetings. At school board meetings, we are seeing parents of every ethnicity speaking up. I saw one of the most profound ones that I ever saw was an Iranian father who came out to the school board and he said, "You guys are crazy," pretty much, for what you're doing. You're pitting us against each other with this false teaching. So it's wonderful to hear you say that. I know that you're running out of time. I do have one extremely important question for you this week of, you know, that celebrates your uncle's life, really, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Uncle ML.
And then your father, you know, who died Reverend a year A. later.
Reverend A.D. King.
And died under we'll call it mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, and I don't want to repeat the story or ask you to talk about it, because I know it can be but you know, this is a man who allegedly died in a pool, except they didn't find any water.
No water in his lungs. And Daddy and Uncle ML, of course, were best friends. They were brothers in the struggle. They worked together as Baptist preachers. And Uncle ML being very prophetic, but I come from a prophetic family. My granddaddy, Martin Luther King Sr., saved me from abortion in 1950. My parents had conceived me and wanted to finish college. At least my mother did. And granddaddy said, "I saw her in a dream 3 years ago. She has bright skin and bright red hair. She's going to bless many people." So I was born by a prophetic ultrasound, you see. That's and my amazing. Mom and daddy raised five children until he was killed, and mom became a single mother. So it's a very compelling story, and you can look for it. Reverend A.D. King.
Reverend A.D. King. We will definitely do that. Before I get to my final question for you, how do people find you? I know, I did not know this. I will admit, I did not know that you had a cooking show. I started watching it. Oh my goodness. My wife and I are going to sit there because that's what we like to watch, cooking shows. Don't tell anybody. Yeah.
But, I do.
But I saw you making the roux and I thought, oh my gosh, she's doing it. She's doing it right. She's doing it Southern style. I'm from Oklahoma. I'm out here in California, but I'm from Oklahoma. We knew how to make roux not nearly as much as in Georgia.
Well, you know, and most of my recipes in the cookbook, Gigi's Home for the Holidays, and there's three editions of that, are gluten-free. But you can make them either way, gluten-free, not gluten-free. And they're generally healthy menus. We even at home use an air fryer sometimes instead of deep frying. But we have a lot of fun doing that. And I have music. You can find me on Spotify, Amazon, where music is sold, Alveda King albums and music. So alvedaking.com. Speak for life. alvedaking.com. Speak for life, FOR, speakforlife.org. And I am with AFPI, that's America First Policy Institute. So that's where you can find me. And on Fox Nation.
Yes. And on Fox Nation and a Fox News contributor. So my final question for you, and this is the important one. Okay. You have done so much over your life. You're an evangelist, and you know that the most important thing, you know, we know as believers, as Christians, that the most important thing is our soul, the soul of the nation, the soul of the family, and our own individual souls, making sure that we are, you know, believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that we follow the Bible.
Right.
What is the second thing? So, you know, we know what we have to do in this life, but going into 2022, now that we're here, now that we see all the turmoil in the world, what does Dr. Alveda King, what recommendations do you make to us as Americans moving forward into this crazy, crazy year?
I say that we must recognize each other as the human race. Look out this week, I think I dropped something about us being threefold beings. talking about us being spirit, soul, and body. And we have to take care of ourselves so that we can be useful, loving, and kind. So be kind, move forward, trust in the Lord, and we'll make it through 2022.
Amen to that. And make sure that you use butter and olive oil in your roux, because the combo is what's necessary.
Yes.
I have. I promise. And we're going to watch even more. Like I said, we love cooking shows and we love Southern cooking. My wife I am blessed to have married the greatest cook in the world.
I believe it.
But she will always look to see other cooks, what others are doing, especially Southern cooks, because there are so few good Southern cooking shows out there. They think, oh, you know, if I just use Crisco and throw everything in there, that's Southern cooking. My wife just bought an air fryer literally last week. Yeah. So when you said that, she's going to get a kick out of this. Okay. So we will be watching. Dr. Alveda King, it has been a pleasure and a blessing having you on
with us today. Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you as well.